You are listening to the official Hitch Guides in Cape Town podcast, episode 27!
27 episodes.
So, today is another one of our late episodes because it's a three-day weekend in South Africa, which happens, I don't know, 20 times a year or something absurd because...
Because apparently normal, quote-unquote, countries have a lot of holiday time.
Yeah. So today's holiday is called the Day of Reconciliation, and it happens... A lot of South African holidays seem to be kind of a mixed bag ethics-wise. This one falls on the day that white Afrikaners used to celebrate a holiday in commemoration of, like, basically the mass murder of a bunch of black Africans, which was, like, the successful battle for them, I guess, is the way that they look at
it. Yeah, there were, like, a few white people, but they had guns, and a lot of native black people here that didn't have guns.
In the Zulu tribe.
And then while the massacre was occurring, or while in their mind they were defending their newly acquired land, they said that we should always remember this day if we survive.
So that
and so
was...
they like prayed and shit. Anyway,
yeah,
it's just horrible.
It was a holiday for them, and then it also was the anniversary of the founding of the armed branch of the ANC, which is the political party that's in power here. The African National Congress,
I
think
know
is what that sounds for.
I didn't know that.
So I think that that's
too.
Where the word, or where the title Day of Reconciliation
yeah,
comes from.
Because they it's changed like, it. It used to be like the Day of Massacre. They didn't call it that, but that's what it was.
It was called the Day of the Vows,
yeah.
is what it was.
Oh, yeah, because they made a vow to celebrate it.
Yeah.
So terrible, so Day of
so
Killing a lot of people.
So they kept it, when they reformed the government after apartheid ended, they kept this holiday, but they called it instead the Day of Reconciliation. And I don't know what the government thinks you're supposed to be celebrating this day, but basically it's become South Africa's Memorial Day in that it is the unofficial start of summer. So
yeah, and the weather has been pretty great here
yeah.
for the past month, I would yeah. have to say. So bring on the summer minus the heat, because, oh my God, let's...
It's a little hot.
Yeah, we transitioned that shit into heatness.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's been hot.
It's been hot, and... It's also been very windy. So in the morning, we have somewhat eastern exposure in our apartment. So in the morning, when we wake up, the sun comes up at like 4:30 because we don't have daylight saving time here. And it's like, it's absurd. It's so hot.
The sun
hot.
Comes up really early and then it also gets really hot.
It's
However,
so hot
I'm a
when
fan
we wake
of
up.
The sun coming up early, but the heat is silly. And we do have air conditioning. It's just the problem is that there isn't much insulation, so you have to...
Air conditioning
it costs a lot of money.
Expensive luxury that we have. So we have indulged
yeah.
in it a few times, but we've been trying to get by just opening the doors and putting on a fan and just wearing as little clothing as possible, which is nice.
Yeah,
true. Yeah,
true kiss.
Get
true
your kicks,
kiss.
Listeners, not in our family.
Okay, so we started the weekend off a little early, I think, because we went out, like, loopered it.
We went out on Thursday night, so I looked up at the beginning of the week. I was like, what am I going to write about for Bitch Flicks? And so I went to see what movies were playing, and I saw that Looper, the, what's his name? What's that guy's name? The Third Rock from the Sun, Kisser?
I don't know. I'm surprised you don't know. It's the guy who was in Bruce Willis.
I want to say Jake Gyllenhaal, but I know that's not
that's
true.
That's not right. The other guy. Come on,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, weird.
Yes.
Weird,
oh my
weird,
God! Like
weird,
all
weird.
I could think of was Jake Gyllenhaal, and I was like, "That's false. That is not the right person." Yeah. So Jake Gyllenhaal and his blue contact lenses. No, wait. Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his blue contact lenses, and Bruce Willis in Looper. Colin was disappointed that Looper was not one of our in-flight entertainment options when we flew back here after our Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and
good
so
memory,
I,
Kim.
I'm very good at remembering things that matter to you because I love you.
Me too, please.
So I saw that Looper was only playing in our theater for 2 days, so I was like, Colin.
On a Wednesday and Thursday
Wednesday
night,
and Thursday it was playing. So I was like, Colin, we're going to go see Looper on Thursday. And we did. And it was good.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun.
And before we watched it, I was like, Colin, I am not explaining the plot of this movie to you. Like, you're on your own. But then in the end, I had to explain it to him.
That's true. I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it too.
However,
it was easier to understand than I thought it would be.
Well, that's true. However, I have an issue with I'm very sciencey and stuff, but I have an issue when movies break their own rules. Like, I'm okay with the movie coming up with time travel and saying any rules, you know, like doing anything that they want to do in the film, as long as they follow their own rules. But when they start breaking their own rules for plot points and stuff, then I start taking issue in it. And Looper totally did that. However, it was still a good movie.
I enjoyed it very much.
It was good.
Yeah. Okay, so what else did we do this weekend?
What did we do?
I guess we stayed in on Friday night. We just drank some wine and
dinner. What was going on Friday night?
Feel like we just felt like staying in.
Yeah.
So we drank wine and cooked dinner, and then Saturday we had to go to bed early, so we had like the quintessential lazy Sunday, but on a Saturday, like, we just watched TV all day.
I watched TV all day. Let's be honest, Robin's defending my honor. I watched TV all day because I just downloaded,
The Walking Dead,
and Robin hates that show, and I love it, and I need to, when I watch TV, I need to watch all the episodes ever.
So I would go, so Mike Rubino.
Yeah, so thank you,
thanks,
Mike Rubino.
But no thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Mike Rubino. No, thank you, Mike Rubino. I didn't realize that it was a half season, though, so fuck that shit, right? It's a half season, and then
fuck that shit, because that show is so bloody, and so bleak, and so unpleasant, and I can't understand how it's so popular.
That's awesome.
You're awesome.
Mike Rubino said I had to do it, and he said, if you don't do it, you're going to be really sad and cry a lot, and so I said, I have to do it.
That doesn't sound like him. Anyway, so we just hung out on Saturday.
So I hung out like funds.
Okay.
And
ended the day with the Godfather Part 2 kisses.
Yeah, Godfather Part 2, and that was fun. And then we woke up early so we could go to, we could do a run.
Yeah, we went to, So Colin's buddy from work, Naomi, one of the three Naomis we know here in Cape Town, which is kind of crazy, she clued us into a run in one of the townships nearby.
It's a 10K, which for you Americans, it's... That's a JK, LMAO, LOL, JK. It's 6.2 miles, so we went on a run. Robin will pop some pics up from the run. It was a race at 7 in the morning on Sunday, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of people from my work went. I think like 7 people were there.
A lot of people were there.
Yeah, a lot of people were there, and
like,
it was really great.
And we knew that there was going to be at least 2 carloads of people, and then we ran into several more people from work.
Yeah, and so it was really great, because, like, this run was in a township, and so, like, a township...
The townships we probably talked about this before, but just in case you don't know, townships in South Africa are the areas where Black people and colored people were resettled during apartheid when they were kicked out of their homes by evil white people. So they're kind of like I think that if you look up shantytown on Wikipedia, township comes up. I'm not sure about that.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Probably real similar, like when you think of shantytown,
because it really
township.
Is. It's improvised housing, as I think that the euphemism?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Regardless, it's an area, it's a really poor area where you have a lot of people packed into a small space
and
with improvised housing.
They,
when we say improvised housing,
built their houses out of found materials. So that's sort of what I had heard of. This was my first time really being inside of a township. And that was sort of what I understood a township to be, like what you see on the side of the highway and what, you know, you see.
Yeah.
In, like, even
but
like,
it's not all
like
that.
We have.
Yeah.
But so this particular township that the run was through is called
Gugulethu.
Yeah, Gugulethu.
Gugulethu.
But they were calling it the Googs race or the Gugs race.
Gugs race.
So
we're probably pronouncing it incorrectly.
Yeah, we're.
But Gugulethu, it sounds Italian to us, so we started saying.
The Gugulethu.
Gugulethu run, which.
I do speak English. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, Thursday.
So,
Apollonia, no!
Godfather reference, people. Godfather reference. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, so this run was great. Robin and I ran together, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but what was I was really going to cool. say is that Googs is actually really nice for a township. Like, I guess, you know, over the years, like, I think Soweto is probably the most famous, like, reform township in South Africa. That's near Joburg.
What did you say? Which one?
Soweto. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But that's a township outside of Joburg that, like, has really become, like, a city in of itself. And I think that Guguletu is sort of trying to do the same thing. Like, they have, you know, the whole race was on Real Road. And, you know, you drive by shopping centers and stuff.
And you also drive by, you know, some of these, improvised... You run through some of these, like, improvised housing, and it is definitely, it's
an
really different
area for sure.
Yeah. And definitely, you know, running by a lot of the kids there were standing around for candy. So when you have these like township runs, a lot of the runners like carry just like little things of candy. And then they like throw them to the kids and stuff. And they really like it.
So the kids will put out their hands and they'll say,
sweets. Yeah.
And then if
yeah.
you get further on in the race and the kids know better, they know that you've run out of sweets at this point. So they just put out their hands for high fives. And I love that. I probably gave like 100 kids a
yeah,
high five.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
So it was fun. So the next time Robin
and
I
they
do
all
it, we'll...
run out in their pajamas because yeah. it's so early in the morning. It was really fun.
Yeah. So it was definitely fun. But it also shows the other side of South Africa and stuff. And, you know, seeing,
yeah.
You know, you see definitely seeing people that are malnourished and, but regardless, Robin and I had a good time and it was really interesting.
It was a nice race. It was cool.
It was fun.
Going to see a township. And honestly, I found it really, educational and not in the way that I expected. I really thought that.
And not like people gawking.
Well,
I
really thought the first time that I went to a township, I was going to be surprised by how.
What's that called? People touring? That's like. It's
poverty
like racist.
Tourism.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really thought the first time that I went to a township, it was going to be shocking to me how bad the conditions were. But honestly, here in this nice township, it was shocking to me how. I mean, not nice, but.
Well, one thing
better
one thing,
than my expectations.
One thing though
were.
That like when we were coming here that I noticed was that like I just assumed everyone who doesn't have all the stuff that we're used to has nothing. And
that's not the case.
Totally not the case. And you can be really, really poor and be totally content with what you have, and be happy. And so it was nice seeing, you know, I guess like a different side to, I don't know, poverty? Is that the right? I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so the run was fun, and then we went to the beach.
And then we went to the beach. What beach were we at? It was somewhere.
It was in Clifton.
It was a nice beach. We ran into the water because we didn't shower after our race, and the water was outrageously cold. So
that
really,
is a fact.
Being in the water, getting knocked over by one wave was the perfect amount of time to spend in the water, less than a minute.
Yeah, and we went with some friends from work, and
we
so it was great seeing them.
We ate on the beach and talked.
Then we came back to our place, hung out for, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours. Robin took a nap. I watched Godfather 2, which
you... Watched
which,
Godfather
3,
Tussie.
Godfather 3, oh shit. Anyway, so then we went to, another one of my coworkers was having a housewarming.
Or as, I can't remember how you say it in Afrikaans. It's something like, but it means roof wedding, if you translate it.
If you translate it. And there was some argument whether you can have a roof wedding if you didn't build the house or not. And I don't know what the conclusion
the
of that
idea,
argument
though,
was.
Behind roof wedding is that you invite your friends over and you pop open some bubbly and it sprays up to the roof, which I think is pretty cool. I think that's a good name for a, here's my new house party.
Here's my new house.
Yeah.
Let's get drunk. In
yeah,
it.
And that's what we did.
South Africans are very, very good at drinking, which is kind of problematic for Robin and me because we weren't very good, but we're very receptive to people that are very good at drinking. And so that means that we drink more than we probably should.
Like we're drunk right now.
Tussie, don't pretend.
Did you know that? Listener, is this a big twist?
Tune, I didn't drink anything all day.
So wait, let's
So then we did
Oh yeah, we went to the roof wedding. We had a really nice time. Suzanne, awesome. I had actually never met her before. She's so much fun.
And Afrikaans too.
And she, and we talked a lot with her and her sister and her brother-in-law and her nieces were there, and we had lots of conversation about like the Afrikaans culture, and that was really cool for me. Like I, because that's really a part of South African culture I haven't been exposed to that much. So it was a cool people, or it was just a cool experience for me. And you know, so we just had a great time. You know, we sat outside. The weather was so nice. Had a braai, had properly braaied boerewors from a real farm, like, from, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, from yeah, their neighbors.
Here's our dad's friend's farm's boerewors, so they yeah. were just out of this world. Such a good
the
meal.
The flavor was good, the texture was great, yeah, it was phenomenal.
It was
seasoned
so
really well, yeah.
Yeah, so all of that was great. It was a great night, and then,
So it's fun, and so then today is just, it's Reconciliation Day, it's Monday, and we just kind of hanging out, you know?
We hung out, watched a bunch of Alias, and drank a bunch, as discussed, and now we're recording this podcast.
I didn't drink anything, Tosi.
Anyway, so tomorrow we're so excited. Our friend Jen is coming to visit. Jen, who lives at our house in Pittsburgh, and
we're super good friends, and she's the best ever. And
she's
so
Colin's
she's
favorite, and
she's my favorite. There are multiple times Robin has gotten jealous.
That is true. Jen is a lesbian, and if Jen were not a lesbian, Colin's relationship with Jen would make me outrageously crazy. Colin loves Jen so much.
That is a fact. That is a fact. And I would have to agree.
It would be inappropriate if she were sexually attracted to you, or if it were conceivable that she could be sexually attracted to you.
Okay.
How much you love each other would be inappropriate.
It would be, but we, okay. One issue is, besides her being the greatest ever...
What about me?
No,
what about
no, you're
cats?
The greatest ever. Don't pretend. Okay. Don't pretend. You're pretty great too. No.
But yeah, no, it's exciting to have Jen coming, not only because we like her so much, but also because it forces us to go do touristy stuff.
Yeah. So we're gonna do a bunch. So you hear about all that.
So
I guess
next week should be a really exciting podcast. If this one bored you all.
Don't breach in.
Okay, so this might be our last podcast if you believe the whole apocalypse thing. In which case...
In which case, you're retarded. Oh, it's inappropriate to say retarded. You're a dumb person.
Tussie.
Wait, come on. If they believe that the world's ending, it's dumb. Don't pretend. Okay. Anyway, people who are...
So, don't kisses. Freak out, guys, but... I mean, if you do want
yeah, we're
to
in the
that
future.
The world is
we
ending
know.
And
we
you
know.
Need that little push to ask out that girl you like or that guy you like, just go do it. Just do it. Okay, guys. This might be our last podcast. Let's just say it. That's always true. We could always get hit by a bus.
Or you just stop doing it.
Also true. So thanks for listening, and happy holidays, and we love you guys.
We love you.
Okay.
More than Wendell Kitties. I'm the kid. Wendell Kitty's the best kitty. But Snow Kitty probably got you. Alright, no, you like Snow Kitty.
They're fine. There's so many more people here. It's crazy.
And everyone does stuff outside.
Yes. And it's so different from when we first got here. I remember the first time we went to the waterfront and we were like, oh, it's a ghost town. You can go back and listen to that. I think it's episode 2.
Nice memory, Hawk.
You're welcome, compliment wolf.
Hawks have really, really good memories.
What are you basing that on?
No, just because it's what I just said.
Is it because of their brain pans being similar to raptors?
Okay, so hogs' brain pans are similar to raptors, which are similar to cats, and everyone knows cats and raptors are the smartest animals, including humans, to ever exist, ever.
What about dolphins?
Nope.